your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Picks for this weekend show. We've got a fantastic guest, John Gibson, former Fox News anchor, MSNBC, a lot of journalism experience. And then, of course, we talked about his book in the first segment there that he's got just published. And so you want to look up John Gibson on Amazon to try and get the killer in the reeds? Say it again, John.
It's Death in the Reeds.
Death in the Reeds.
Gibson, if you go to Amazon and just put that in there, you can order that book and it'll be there in a couple of days. It's a Mickey Judge mystery. Mickey Judge is a troublemaking TV reporter.
Hey, Jimmy, I really would like to get over into what John has to say about what's going on in California. California has got some very interesting political events going on right now. I'd like to talk about those.
Yeah, you know, let me just so people know out there, in full transparency, open kimono, if you will, I grew up in Sacramento area, and John was a reporter at KCRA, which is one of the lead NBC stations in the area, and I think you actually talked San Francisco. You did the San Francisco beat, is that right, John?
Yeah, I did. Feature stories in the Gold Country for about a year for KCRA, and then I got the job being the San Francisco Bureau. So I was there probably close to 15 years doing stories in the Bay Area for KCRA in Sacramento.
Well, what do you think of San Francisco now? My son lives
there.
it's
hard to ruin such a great city, but they're working on it. They're really getting close. I think what's going on is, first of all, people need to understand, a few years ago, California became a one-party state.
Yes, it did.
There essentially are no Republicans except out in the Central Valley. That's where Kevin McCarthy is from. Kevin McCarthy is from Bakersfield. And in California, a Californian on the coast would consider Bakersfield a joke, a place that you fly over or drive through as fast as you can. But other than that, it is a blue bastion with a couple little red dots out in the middle. And what you've got is the dictatorial policies of the progressive left at work. They're lucky that they have the tech industry to suck money out of, and they can fund a lot of these projects that are so stupid. But what's really going on, and I think the challenge for the country, is the governor there, who has led all of this, Gavin Newsom, wants to be president. And we are going to be treated to Gavin Newsom running for president and trying to tell America, you want to be more like California. And I just think that with a couple of exceptions, let's say Massachusetts and let's say New York, that most people would be horrified to think that they were about to become California. You were talking, I know we talked earlier about, you know, people going to school boards and raising hell about what's going on in the classroom. Let's remember something. Because of security now, parents are not allowed in the classroom. They don't know what's going on in there except when they see it on TikTok. And now they're finding out that their kids are being groomed into transgenderism. And I think that you're going to see a revolt pretty soon, and a lot of action at school board elections and local elections to try to correct this swing to the far, far left. That's what I think is going on. And by the way, I also think that there is a good chance, if Trump and Biden would disappear from the scene, that we could have the best election ever with DeSantis versus Newsom. And that would be a left-right war that would decide the fate of this country. Whichever way it goes, so goes the country.
Any predictions on that one, John?
I don't think Gavin Newsom can win.
Tell us why.
I just don't.
I really hope.
Well, because Look, what Democrats depend on is the overvote of California and New York. What they always want to tell the country is, you know, the Republicans threaten democracy. What they mean is, we have millions of extra votes on the coasts, therefore we should win. The country is a republic. The big square states in the middle also get a voice. And that's where the elections are won or lost. Biden won. He had 7 million more votes than Trump, but he only won in the states that counted by a few thousand votes. Same thing when Trump won. So I think out in that area that decides the way the country goes, they'd be horrified at the prospect of becoming California.
You know, it's pretty apparent with, and I think I agree with you that what is not being counted in the polling right now is this level of frustration from parents with what's happening in the classroom, with the COVID lockdowns that kept children out of school for education, with the mandates, all those issues. And where it was apparent last year was in Virginia, where Youngkin won, and of course the entire leadership switched from Democrat to Republican, and they kept their House and their Senate or their state legislature Republican. And then what you saw in Florida in these primary elections and these local elections where school boards were flipped in Miami-Dade and some of these very leftist areas to conservatives. I do think that there is a real level of frustration with voters that are certainly underrepresented by polling, because they typically aren't that involved or don't care that much, but they care a lot now. And then you're also seeing this alienation, this attack on voters that absolutely support America First, that supported Trump, whatever you want to call it, that actually really believe in America and believe in the basic fundamental, you know, principles that we were kind of, you know, brought up with to believe in. And this, they're angry with this attack on all our history, all our culture, by, you know, social engineering to make
1 minute, you guys.
Yeah. And I think, I think this is a really interesting time to see, but the media is the key element to educating people on this. And we don't see anything effective in good counter media.
Well, this is what you're going to see. Somebody's going to get the idea that the motivating factor is the left saying they're not your kids, they're ours. They belong to us. That will cause these people to rise up. They may blow off everything else. But I know we're running out of time, so let me just say thank you guys for having me on. And once again, the book is Death in the Reeds, The Mickey Judge Mystery by John Gibson. It's on Amazon.com. And I really appreciate you guys giving me a shot to tell people about the book and discuss the politics in my favorite state in the nation, my home state, California.
Time for the top of the hour news, you guys. John, it was great having you on the show. We'd like to get you back. Thanks for coming.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.